I've spoken with some local veterans who hold him in high regard, and they point to some of the things that have happened positively on his watch, such as the numbers of homeless veterans decreasing as they move forward towards the Obama administration's goal of reducing veterans' homelessness by 2015. But then, on the other hand, you had this situation when veterans, brave men and women who have served our country, are not getting the treatment that they deserve and are being basically neglected. And that's egregious, and it's something that we cannot stand for. But in talking with these veterans, they point out that what Mr. Shinseki faces is that he's facing an entrenched bureaucracy. These problems that he is trying to resolve aren't new. The Government Accountability Office, in fact, has reports dating back over a decade that are pointing to the gaming of the system that we're finding out here with the falsified documents and the wait times. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there's a quote by a Harvard University public policy expert that I read in the Kansas City Star piece that speaks to this. And she says, quote, "There was absolutely a lack of planning, a lack of capacity for planning. They didn't know what hit them. They were completely overwhelmed." And you would think that she was talking about what's going on now, but she's talking about problems that happened in the Bush administration. So these problems are longstanding, and for Mr. Shinseki to try to right this ship, it may be an unfair burden on him.
What do you think happens with Mr. Shinseki? Do you think he's going to keep his job?
That's an excellent question. You know, if you were to fire him and put his head on a stake, and that would be a short-term solution. It would be a feel-good solution for people. Well, he's the head of the ship. You know, he's the face of the VA. The buck should stop with him. But will that solve the problems? The problem is that, again, we're dealing with this big bureaucracy. We're dealing with bureaucrats who know that all they have to do is sit tight and wait for the new head to come in, make some changes, and then they can wait them out again. That doesn't mean anything's going to change because we got a new coach in play. So he may lose his job, but I'm not sure that's going to resolve the issues that the VA is facing right now.
Oftentimes in these cases, people like Shinseki or other people in similar situations will say, well, I don't want to step down now because I want to do what I can to try and fix this problem that I'm responsible for. But what other things spring to mind in terms of trying to get things back on the right course for the VA?
Well, certainly I think that the Obama administration needs to put some people in place. If they keep Shinseki in his office, in his job, that they need to put in some no-nonsense executives who will put into place some of the changes and reforms that they come up with. You can't have, again, coming up with a list of reforms and no one putting them into practice. That doesn't change anything. And certainly I think what has to happen, too, is for Congress, both the Republicans and the Democrats, to work together on funding programs that are going to be the most immediate impact for helping veterans who aren't getting the services that they need. So we're going to have some better cooperation and some urgency in dealing with these matters in a unified manner in Congress.
It seems like the kind of topic which there can be some broad consensus around.
It does seem that way, but it also is a topic that could be politicized, even though, again, I pointed out that these problems go back at least to the Bush administration and probably before that. There are certainly going to be some political opportunists who see this as a chance to basically slam the Obama administration. And in that respect, they could say, this is political gotcha. Look what the Obama administration didn't do and use that for their own political hay instead of realizing that these issues go back a number of presidencies, a number of congressional sessions. So it's something that we need to get together on and solve as a unified body.